This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki inaugurates video service of Rashtriya Samachar Samiti. Government continues ban on import of 10 types of goods. And deadly wildfires spread in Mediterranean as heatwave grips Europe. Now, the news in detail. Shravan Sankranti, which marks the beginning of the month of Shravan, is being observed today. Hindu devotees throng the Shiva temples and offer special offerings during the holy month. From this day, the sun enters the sign of Cancer from Gemini. During Shravan, worshipping Lord Shiva is seen as specially auspicious. According to Nepalese tradition, Shravan is the month of cleaning and removing dirt. Nepalese worship and beat Nanglo, large bamboo plates, to remove certain types of diseases such as eczema. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said that the government is always committed to freedom of thought and expression. At the launch ceremony of the audio-visual service of National News Agency, RSS, today, Minister Karki said that critical professional journalism is the need of the day as criticism strengthens democracy. In the program, Chairman of the Press Council, Balkrishna Basnet, said that RSS has taken a new leap in the world of news with its audio-visual services. Chairperson of the Minimum Wage Determination Committee, Sangeeta Khadka, said that RSS has made a good start by expanding its services as per the demand of the time. Similarly, Vairab Risal, a senior journalist who served RSS for 22 years, expressed his happiness that RSS is moving towards diversification of news production. President of the RSS, Dharmendra Jha, said that the RSS is always committed to informing the general public. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, President of the Nepal Television, Samir Jangsa, and others were present on the occasion. During the Panchayat period, RSS used to capture videos from different districts and provide them to Nepal Television. But later, with the development and expansion of televisions, the service was stopped. The government has retained the prohibition on the import of 10 various goods. Before this, the ban had been imposed until July 16. It has been extended till August 30th. Publishing a notice in the Nepal Gazette today, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies stated that the prohibition continues on the import of products like kurkure, kurmure, lays, all types of alcoholic drinks, cigarettes and tobacco products, diamonds, except for industrial raw materials, and smartphones costing more than $300, color television, jeep, car and van, motorcycles, all kinds of dolls and playing cards. Prior to this, the ministry, through a similar notice in Nepal Gazette on April 26, had imposed a ban on the import of these goods until July 16. Two motor rail bridges over the Karnali River have been constructed to link the Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces, benefiting thousands of people from both provinces. Development of the two bridges has ensured better services to the locals besides promotion of trade and business in the provinces. The constructed bridges would link Panchapuri municipality and Chaukune rural municipality in Surkhet district and Mohanreal rural municipality in Kailali district. With the construction of this bridge, people have started their journey along the Kuine Chisapani road section. The 550 meters long bridge over the Karnali Bridge, Karnali River, connecting Mohanreal Rural Municipality 7 and Chaukune Rural Municipality 10, has 8 spans. The next bridge is being constructed at Kuine Ghat, links Mohanreal Rural Municipality 7 in Kailali and Panchapuri Municipality 11 in Surkhet. Both the bridges are constructed under the bridge project of the Department of Roads of the Government of Nepal. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and President of the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP of India JP Nanda have held talks in New Delhi today. The Maoist Center Chair is currently on a visit to the southern neighbor at Nanda's invitation. The meeting held at the BJP's central office in New Delhi, Chair Dahal's personal secretary Ramesh Malla said two leaders talked about expanding ties between the two parties and on matters of mutual interest. India's Minister for External Affairs S. Jaishankar was also present on the occasion. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of the hilly regions of the country and at a few places in the rest of the country today. The division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in hilly regions of the country and at one or two places in the rest of the country tonight. As per the latest weather information shared by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 21 degrees Celsius, while the maximum temperature was 31.5 degrees Celsius in the last 24 hours. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. Thousands of firefighters are continuing to battle wildfires in Portugal, Spain and France as a heat wave shows no sign of easing in Europe. The Portuguese authorities say at least 238 people have died from the heat over the past week. Fires are ravaging areas of France's southwestern Gridoni region, where over 12,000 people have been evacuated. The French Weather Service has forecast temperatures of up to 41 degrees Celsius in the parts of the country's south today, and the new heat records are predicted for tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Alps climbers are being urged to postpone their trips to Mont Blanc due to the risk of rocks falling caused by the exceptional climatic conditions. Portuguese weather forecasters say temperatures will continue hovering over 40 degrees Celsius before dropping next week. Other parts of the Mediterranean are affected too. Heat waves have been more frequent, more intense, and last longer because human-induced climate change. The world has already warmed up by 1.1 degrees Celsius since the industrial era began, and temperatures will keep rising unless the governments around the world make steep cuts to carbon emissions. Local officials in Greece have said a cargo plane has crashed near the city of Kavala in northern Greece. The Antonov 12, operated by a Ukraine-based company, was flying from Serbia to Jordan when it went down on Saturday. It was not immediately known how many people were on board and whether there were any survivors. Greece's ERT state broadcaster reported that the aircraft had been carrying a 12-ton cargo, describing it as potentially dangerous. The pilot reportedly requested an emergency landing at Kavala Airport due to an engine problem, but was unable to reach the runway. Some reports say 8 people may have been on board the aircraft. Reuters reported Greece's Special Disaster Response Unit was also investigating the scene. So far, there has been no public comment from Ukraine, Serbia, or Jordan. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki inaugurates video service of Rashtriya Samachar Samiti. Government continues ban on import of 10 types of goods. And deadly wildfires spread in Mediterranean as heatwave grips Europe. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.